We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I call your attention to the first and second verses of the ninth Psalm. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. Now, I want you to notice the one that's saying that. This is a psalm of David. David said, I. Now, David was a man after God's own heart. We told you the other day that David sinned, and he repented and confessed, and God blotted out his transgressions and all that, and restored unto him the joy of salvation. But David was a man after God's own heart. So now, no man can really praise God who doesn't have a hard attitude of praise. Now, you can go to church on Sunday and sing praise God from whom all blessings flow. You know, I've heard great crowds when they'd stand up and all of them sing. And I just wonder how many of them really know what they're saying. Ever stop to think about it. Or ever mean what they say. They just sing it, you know. That's what you call a form of godliness. No spirit in it, no heart in it. They sing it, maybe sing it well. Do you know it's hard even for us Christian people to stop and realize what we're doing? I try when I'm in church, before I pray, to realize what I'm doing. I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to call my Heavenly Father. I can't sing, but I wish I could. But in my heart, I can sing praises to Him. But I watch the crowd sing, even out here at Bob Jones University, where, if I do say it myself, there's a tremendous spiritual emphasis. I don't know any place like it. I don't know any group of young people on earth as spiritual as a whole as this group out here. I've never seen anything like it anywhere I've been. These young people love souls. We're not perfect. We don't claim to be. And we have to send somebody home once in a while. And some folks come here that are not right sometimes and never get right. We have occasional cases like that, but they're very seldom. But most of these young people can win souls to Christ. They know how to win them. And they want to win them. And they do win them in the summertime, on weekends. And they rejoice in seeing people saved. As a whole, you won't find any more spiritual people we have on this campus anywhere in the world. They're sane and sensible, with a zeal for God and a fervent spirit. But I sometimes hear this crowd sing, and I think they can sing better than any crowd I've ever heard. And they're singing better this year than ever before. Bob Jr. called attention to that. He said, I've been impressed this year by the way they sing, the enthusiastic singing of the crowd. That indicates, by the way, as Bob said, an attitude of heart that's right. When folks are wrong, there's something left out of the singing, something left out of the music. In fact, there's something left out of everything in life when you're not right. But you know, I listen to these young people sing sometimes, as we do at chapel, praise God from whom all blessings flow every day. And I wonder sometimes if we stop to think about what we're doing. Now, the psalmist knew what he was doing. He said, I'll praise thee, O Lord. I will praise thee. Now listen. I'll praise thee with what? My whole heart. He put his heart in it. See? He put his heart into his praise. You know, it makes all the difference in the world when you put your heart, we say, in what you're doing. It makes a difference in this life. You know, just a cold, dead form of letter from somebody you love doesn't mean much to you. But if there's a heart in it, just to take out of your heart. You know, out of the heart come the most wonderful things in life, not out of the head, see. You know, man by wisdom knew not God. It's not the head, it's the heart. God didn't even ask you for your head. He asked you for your heart. It's the heart that counts. With the heart man believes unto righteousness. Son, give me thine heart. The Bible says the natural heart is desperately wicked, incurably sick, it means in the original. It's incurably sick, a wicked heart. It's always a heart. God wants the hearts of people. And when we sing His praises, we should put His praise into our heart. Now, we're human, and it's easy to get where we just say our prayers. Now, lay me down to sleep. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of me. Good night, God, see. You get where you don't have any heart in it. Now, you get that way sometimes in your home life, in your relation one to another. Or maybe husband and wife used to write love letters. And the heart was back in those days. And then you settle down the routine of life. You still love each other. But your just heart is not in what like used to be, you know. And you don't have a heart in it. The fires don't burn. And life isn't what it should be, see. Now, God wants our heart in his praises. Now, it's very significant, the psalmist said, I'll praise you with my whole heart. I'll praise you with all my heart. He won't shut off a corner of it. He'll put his heart into it. You know, if we just put our heart into what we do for God, it'd make all different in the world. Our heart in his singing, we'd sing heartily unto the Lord. Praise God. A person that can sing ought to sing the best he can. When you sing praise God, whom all blessings flow at church, you ought to put your soul in it. You ought to mean it. It ought to be a testimony to the world. We are praising God, thanking God for his goodness, magnifying his name. I'll praise him my whole heart. And he said, I'll show forth all thy marvelous works. See? In other words, by his praise, he'll show forth the works of God. You know you're told to pray with thanksgiving, see? Thanksgiving goes into your prayer. Thanksgiving's a part of life. Some people sit down at the table and never say thank you, God. Just sit down and eat, never say thank you. Go in a dining room sometime and you'd think Christians would bow their heads and thank God. They do that more in England than they do in America. In many hotels in England, especially in the old days, I understand it's not quite so much now as it used to be. They'd thank God in public for the blessings of God upon the meals. And Christian people should do that. Why, if you walk in a dining room and put your head down, you don't have to thank God out loud enough for everybody to hear you and disturb everybody. But people see you bow your head and thank God, you're giving a testimony. You're recognizing God, you're praising God, and at the same time, you're showing forth to the people in the dining room that there's somebody around there that does thank God, see? We should magnify him, we should thank him, we should praise him, we should give him the glory for what he does. You know, we forget that sometimes. Always out here at Bob Jones University, we try to think about it, but we forget it sometimes. People come on this campus and talk about these buildings and the blessing here and these happy students and what God wrought, and we drift along sometimes and forget, see, to say, well, yes, God did this thing. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Magnify the Lord. Now, that's what the psalmist said. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will magnify thy name and show forth to the world that thou art the source of everything we have, the source of all our blessings. Why don't you Christians get the habit in circles everywhere to talk about the goodness of God? Why are we so reserved and peculiar and timid about that? What's wrong in saying, well, yes, God has been so good to me? Why don't you do that? Why don't you say that sometimes? Why don't you say it at the club sometimes? Why don't you talk about the goodness of God? And when people talk about looking well, why don't you say, yes, the Lord has taken such good care of me physically? Why don't you exalt the Lord? You're in a world where you go out to parties, you leave him outside. And the only way he gets into some social circles is on the lips of profanity, that's all. His name's never mentioned reverently in some sense. Even some Christian people get out in groups and never talk about the Lord, as if that was a subject you shouldn't discuss. You can't talk about the Lord. Talk about the president, you can talk about the former president, you can talk about everybody else, but not the Lord. Well, you should talk about the Lord. You should let folks know your relation to the Lord. You talk about your children, your grandchildren, you talk about your mother and your father. You talk about your wife and your relatives and your neighbors, and leave God out of the whole picture. Now, that's a strange sort of way we have in this world. How do we drift into it? Nothing in the world did it except the satanic temptations to ignore God. That's what the tendency of the world is, to ignore God. On Thanksgiving, we have a program, National Thanksgiving. Sort of a recognition of God, and we make that more or less of a holiday, you know, instead of a day of real worship and praise many times. Now, we should magnify the Lord. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Now, if your heart's in the thing, you will praise it. You will magnify it. Your heart's in your children, your grandchildren. Your heart's in some of your neighbors around there, and you talk about them. And the reason you don't talk about God, he doesn't mean much to you. Your husband means something to you, your wife means something to you, your children mean something to you, you talk about them. But you don't talk about God because God doesn't mean much to you. He isn't anything much to you except a sort of bread ticket. He gives you the sunshine, gives you the fresh air. He does take care of you. You slip around maybe in private sometimes and try to talk to him a little. But out in public, you're ashamed to mention him. Strange about people. Well, you know, I don't believe in bringing my religion into life. Well, why not? You don't have to be offensive about it. You bring your wife in. I know a lot of people more offensive about talking about their families than they are about would be about talking about God. I know some of us old grandparents, like myself, that probably bore people to death talking about our grandchildren. And people think nothing about that. But we just never talk about our Heavenly Father, never go around discussing Him, never tell people what a great God we have and how good He's been to us. We won't do that, you know. Now let's start in to cultivate this attitude of mind and heart to magnify the Lord with a whole heart to praise Him. You don't have to get up in a social club and sing praise God from whom all blessings flow. Everything's done decently in order. You don't have to get up and start a prayer meeting. You don't have to get up and say, let's all pray and fall down and go to praying in a social set. You don't have to do any of those things. But why not bring God around the table when you're sitting there? Some of you don't bring God around there because you don't want Him around there. You're not living right. You don't want God around there. You're ashamed for God to come. But He's seeing you anyhow. He knows what you're doing. Of course, it's right hard to sit down with a lot of liquor on the table and ask God Almighty to be there and take care of you and bless you and praise Him, you know. And you get in a circle where you just don't think that God fits into it. Well, if you're a Christian, you ought not to fit into a circle that God couldn't fit into. You ought not to go to places you couldn't take God. You ought not to accept the invitations anywhere you can't take God. Suppose somebody said, now, I'd like to have you around to our home, but don't bring your wife along. We've no use for her, see. If you bring her along, we don't want her, but we'd be glad to have you. Would you go? Not if you're a decent husband, you wouldn't. And yet you'll go anywhere, on any occasion, anywhere, and leave God Almighty out of it altogether. Now, that's not Christian. That's wrong, and there's something wrong with you. Now, notice, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will magnify thee before the world. Now, how about our starting in today? Now, just begin today by making it part of your life. Whenever you have an opportunity, say a good word for God. Talk about the goodness of God. Magnify His name. People say, well, you know, things are certainly in a terrible fix. Yes, but isn't God good to us? Isn't it wonderful how He's taking such good care of us? Let's magnify the Lord. Exalt Him. Exalt Him. Jesus came down here from heaven to earth. God manifest in the flesh. And it pleased God to give Him the first place and the preeminent place in all the thinking of man. We're supposed to give Him first place. Not second place. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And let's exalt the Lord and magnify His name and lift Him up before the world. And let's be faithful to Him. Our Heavenly Father, forgive us that we've ever forgotten Thee. Sometimes in the hurry and rush of life, we've neglected to talk about Thee. Like some of us neglect our wives and husbands when we really don't mean to do it. We just drift along, you know, and get busy. Forgive us, Lord. And forgive us that we haven't magnified Thy name more. And help us to exalt the Lord. To lift Him up everywhere we have an opportunity to tell people about His guidance and His leadership. We couldn't get along without Him. We couldn't breathe without Him. We couldn't see without Him. We couldn't hear without Him. And yet the one to whom we owe everything, we so often forget Him. Forgive us, we pray. Blot out our transgressions. Forgive us for being ungrateful. Forgive us that we haven't been thankful. Help us from now on to put our whole heart and praises to God. We yield our lives to Thee and pray for guidance and leadership and the blessing of God today. And all we think and say and do. And we do thank Thee, Lord. And we would thank Thee before the people everywhere for Thy wonderful goodness to us. Keep us faithful for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.